So if you have winter grass like fescue, you ought to feed it now. But the warm season grasses, Bermuda, St. Augustine, those.
See, you said fescue, and I tried one year in one house. That's kind of exactly the same. But fescue, I'm not a fescue fan. I just don't think it does good in San Angelo. And I may be speaking out of turn, but no, I just didn't have good luck with it.
It's definitely not my favorite. But sometimes people move into to a new house or construction, and it's fall.
Yeah. And that's exactly what we did.
And so there's not a lot of options of a permanent grass other than fescue that you can seed in the fall.
Yeah,
so,
but then in the summer, it just, ugh.
It can burn up.
Yeah.
Those that use the olive oil, where they have deeper, fescue can root real deep and be somewhat drought resistant, but you've got to have deep roots, and you have to have deep soil and moisture deep. And that doesn't happen unless you do something like use the olive oil on your soil.
Well, we talked about trees. Tommy, we added a garage onto a house here, and I had a tree. It had a beautiful oak tree, and we moved it, and it lived. Because I hate killing a tree.
I remember talking about that.
And you were talking about trees now. Now's the right time for trees, correct?
Yes. Good time to plant them.
Okay.
Every month before it gets hot, they'll be more rooted, so more able to withstand the heat that's going to come this summer. If you wait till May or April or May, it's less roots, and you got to watch it closer.
So if you're going to do, especially a bigger tree, like if you're going to go buy one and like a good oak tree that's 2 or 3 inches in diameter, now's when you want to plant it.
Yeah, but any size tree, I mean, it's a little tree. There's no exception.
Doesn't matter.
All makes the same. It's interesting that one year one of my employees planted a tree. It was in October. And at the base of the tree, I have short fingers, and I could put my fingers around the trunk at the ground. And then in, I think, March, it hadn't leafed out yet. And it had grown about an inch and a half in circumference. No leaves, no nothing, just roots. So the roots, that was proof to me that roots were growing all winter long, all spring, without any leaves. So it's smart to plant them now.
And what about pruning your trees now?
It's smart to prune trees now when it's dormant. Probably the best time. It's the easiest time because there's no leaves on them and stuff, and that's just more bulk to deal with. But live oaks and red oaks carry... Well, you know, there's the live oak wilt in the hill country that kills so many trees.
Yeah, it's horrible.
There's a beetle that carries that from tree to tree. And it's attracted by a cut from a chainsaw or a saw. It's not so much attracted by a cut from a pair of pruners, like little stuff, but a chainsaw cut, that smell really draws them. And if the wind from windstorm has blown them into San Angelo and you make that cut, they're going to come to your tree. So we really recommend pruning in the dormant time now on live oaks and red oaks. And if you have to do it in the spring and summer and fall, you always paint the cut immediately after cutting them. And that's real important because we don't want to introduce that to San Angelo.
When you say paint the cut with...
pruning paint or any kind of paint.
Okay, just any kind, but you can... I didn't know.
Yeah, just seal it.
Just cover it up. Okay.
Yeah. And the main reason is that beetle.
I didn't know that. I was wondering, because you see people paint it.
Right.
I didn't know why they painted it. I thought it was just a...
First time I did that, I was in Oklahoma City. I worked there for a couple of years out of college, and I started at the bottom, and I was careful to paint every cut. And it was a cold winter day. I had a coat on. When I got down that tree, I was totally black. My coat was totally covered with black tar paint. So be smart when you do this. Maybe start at the top and work down.
Yeah, make sure you get it done. So prune your trees. Get your trees in order.
It's also true that shrubbery, same difference. You need them rooted. I tell you what, did you notice your potted plants, when it started raining on them this fall, how much prettier they, how they flushed. And I tell you what, that's another thing that motivated you to get the cart out, because you don't want to lose them.
No, it was going to rain too. Yeah, 100%.
I mean, you didn't want to lose them through the winter.
No.
Because they're so pretty. And so, we got a taste of cool temperatures with moisture, and the what that can do to plants, and how they love it. And I'm like hibiscus and different things that just kind of for some of us that don't take super good, you know, we don't watch them as close as all some of y'all do, just weren't, they were beautiful this year, even with me and you taking care of them, right?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you, Tommy. After as hard as my wife worked on them last year and the chewing I got when they died, that was a little bit of my motivation to take care of them, because I do if I didn't. So, yeah, but the other two is they are beautiful. And when you see them, and they kind of come part of you, you know? You're like, look how cool they look. Some of the blooms and stuff.
Yeah, you were part of that.
Well, I'm actually, because of you, to be honest with you, and this radio show, I'm actually learning some stuff and kind of getting knowledgeable on it to where I kind of know a little bit. When somebody asks me something, I go, you know, this is that, or, you know, like, you know, the snapdragon.
Yeah.
I had no idea what a snapdragon was before. Or a pansy.
You know why they're called snapdragons?
I have no idea of that.
When you take the bloom and pinch them on the back of the bloom, the jaws open up like a dragon.
Never done that.
So it.
Now I learned something else.
That's right.
See, folks, I tell you, you will always learn something
little
on the show.
Little kids like to see that. I think that's pretty cool. So.
It is. And the pansy deal, you know, what you think of the pansy, the toughest flower in the freeze is the pansy.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, I learned that. And you're thinking, no, you would never think that. So just different things we're doing. What about our grass? Is there anything we need to do right now when it's cold and the grass looks like heck?
You know, there isn't much you need to do except begin to consider doing the pre-emergent. And about, I mean, what's the date of this show?
Sunday.
Which is the 13th. So how many days until February? Not many.
Two weeks.
So that's the time to begin to prevent the weeds. It's pretty soon. So so that's the big thing.
And there's nothing I hate worse than those stickers.
Because I can pretty much guarantee you that the weeds are going to be...
horrible.
Yeah, great.
Yeah. And they do. And to get rid of those stickers, the round stickers.
I do want to say this. The henbit is growing out in the yards right now, and it blooms purple when it gets a little warmer. When it gets warm, you will not be able to find any henbit in West Texas. It can't withstand warm temperatures. So you can look at that as a beautiful wildflower that you're lucky to have in your yard, or you can just hate it and want to get rid of it. But it's pretty difficult to kill. So I recommend that people just enjoy the henbit, because if it's up now, it's up. And so you can prevent it, but killing it once it up is pretty hard. You can spray Roundup or glyphosate on dormant grasses, because that only enters through the green leaf. It doesn't hurt the soil, doesn't screw anything up. It just enters through the green leaf. And if the grass is dormant, there's no green leaves. You need to be sure it's dormant.
Yeah, I guarantee you that's right.
But you can do that. And that would kill the henbit. But think of it as a pretty wildflower.
It's a good... See what I'm telling you, folks? Mr. Optimistic over here. Always, when you see that round smiley face on the T-shirts, the yellow one with the smiley face, Tommy Olive. There it is. Folks, okay, what else? We got like a minute left. Last words.
You know, usually I have to emphasize that plants, you know, the landscape needs to be have some moisture in it. I can't say that this time. So it's the main thing is be watching for a beautiful spring.
Let's do that. Let's be optimistic. And you know what happens when people are smiling? Things go good, don't they?
That's right. Sometimes you get what you expect.
100%. There he goes again, folks.
Preaching
the smile.
You know, Scott, you and I are very fortunate to enjoy what we do for a living.
You're not working when you enjoy what you do.
That's right.
Folks, we appreciate you listening in. Go by Tommy's shop, man. Get a smile from him. Hey, we appreciate you. Catch us next Sunday.